Track 6. Canada's Public Pension Benefits, Part D.
Canada's public pension system is designed to provide Canadian seniors with a modest income during retirement, usually by supplementing their own retirement savings. The two major components of this system are the Canada Pension Plan, CPP, and Old Age Security, OAS. These two programs are administered nationally by Human Resources and Social Development Canada in all provinces and territories except Quebec, which operates the Quebec Pension Plan, equivalent to the CPP. The CPP is a contributory and earnings-related program. This means that all working Canadians who are 18 years old and older contribute a prescribed segment of their earnings to a nationally operated pension plan. In 2012, the prescribed contribution was 4.95% of a salaried employee's gross income between $3,500 and $50,100, up to a maximum contribution of about $2,300. This employee contribution is matched by the employer. As a result, the contributions amount to 9.9% of the earned income. If a worker is self-employed, he or she must pay both portions. The CPP is paid out as regular pension benefit payments when the contributor reaches the retirement age. The payments are calculated as 25% of the average contributory maximum over the entire working period. A reduced pension is also available beginning at age 60. The monthly CPP payment is smaller if someone begins receiving it before the age of 65, and larger if it's taken after that age. So, to sum up, a worker qualifies for the CPP if he or she has worked, made at least one valid contribution to the CPP, and is at least 60 years old. Payments don't start automatically. The contributor must apply first. Also, the person doesn't need to stop working in order to receive the CPP payments. In 2012, the maximum CPP payment amount for a person retiring at the age of 65 was $986.67, while the average amount was $528.92. Another major component of Canada's public pension system is the Old Age Security Program, or OAS. This program is funded from Government of Canada tax revenues and consists of several benefits, with the Old Age Security Pension being its cornerstone. The OAS pension is a monthly benefit that, as with the CPP, needs to be applied for. To qualify for this benefit, a person must meet three criteria: age, they must be 65 years old or over; legal status, they must be a Canadian citizen or legal resident; and length of time in Canada, they must have lived in Canada for at least 10 years after turning 18. The OAS pension can also be received by qualifying applicants who live outside of Canada. If a person isn't eligible for a full OAS pension, they may still qualify for partial benefits. A partial pension is calculated at the rate of 1/40th of the full pension for each year of residence in Canada after the age of 18. The OAS pension payments are also adjusted to the cost of living as measured by the Consumer Price Index. In 2012, the maximum amount of the OAS monthly payment was $546.07. Both the CPP and OAS payments are considered taxable income. In other words, you have to pay income tax on them. The OAS pension can be supplemented by other benefits, such as the guaranteed income supplement and the allowance. As with the other benefits, qualified recipients need to meet certain requirements, such as income or marital status, in order to receive these.